pray I hear the words from an old guy. I'm standing here, as I have done so many times before in my life, in front of a project that seems kind of, well, on the edge of daunting, and I think that some would call it daunting straight away. But it's not now the project itself that is of importance to me. And that's how I do it nowadays, and I think I learned something, and that's what I want to share. But when you stand there facing a daunting project, and you kind of don't know the solution, and you're tired, and no one wants to help you, and or whatever, I think you might understand or find similar situations in your own life. Then what do you do? Well, either you just forget it and you don't do it and go watch TV or play a game instead or something like that. Or if you're a bit wiser, take a walk. Which I think is a very good thing to do if you don't know what to do. But not just fall asleep and slip away and kind of avoid that duty and responsibility, because that's what we are speaking about these days, duty. Yes, that's a strong part of what I would call sattva and dharma, that everyone sticks to their duty. Not and some slavery kind of thing that, I'm going to give my life to this duty. But there are certain duties, and if each of us uphold it, just like here in our home, we have three guys, and one is in charge of the kitchen, one of the bathroom, and one of the big room. So, and if everyone does his duty or her, then others do it also, and then things work out pretty well, actually. I think we need to spend 15 minutes a day each on cleaning. So, what I wanted to say here, and again sharing my own hard-earned insights and experiences for whatever they're worth, that when you are in that situation, or, I mean, if you don't avoid it, of course, you build up as much passion as you can and just let's do it. And some, of course, drink coffee or this or that, even other drugs, to speed you up and give you that energy. But, yeah, it tends to lead you into a kind of, and that's the risk of it, chronic stress, because you get so used to acting like that. Another thing is, what we're talking about, and I'm talking about in Bhakti Yoga for us beginners, sadhana. And what that means, some think it's just some kind of program that you should follow, but to me, it has more and more become about simply starting the day, if possible, just being with Krishna. Just you and me, Krishna, or as in my case, I have on my TV, my digital altar, which is a picture of the altar from New Radhakund. And that's my way of being with Krishna, because I can't sit there physically, but what's the difference? an image of God is, well, God present in there. So I would say the, no matter where you are, who you are, if you're living in an ashram or temple or far away from one, if you're a member of a bona fide religious movement, institution, or you're just an independent, free Vaishnava living with your family and friends, well, we can always find easily, I would say, ways to get that being with God to happen. And that's why, for instance, in this Vedic tradition, this Vaishnava tradition that I can say I belong to, because I lived my life, most of it, in that tradition and within the Gaudiya Vaishnava ISKCON society, and still do to some extent, but most of us oldies, I think we are standing on our own feet by now, and most youngsters also, I guess. So I'm speaking to us. But yeah, I mean, from that point of view, so to speak, that yes, before I get into that work that I'm going to spend the day with and get tired by and so on, let me just sit there with God for a, if so, for a few minutes or an hour or whatever in the morning. And then you can ask, that's what I'm going to do now. What do you want me to do now? What's the best thing I can do now? And I say, I mean, when I do it, I'm often amazed. And I'm also amazed that I have to remind myself every day to, hey, get your hour with God here in the morning. And I forget. And then more and more I find myself asking my questions, stopping in my tracks during the day, and what now? What shall I do now? And then I sit there in front of my altar again and ask, and then the answer often is that, yeah, just stay with us here for a while. That's what it's all about anyway. For us to be together like this, lovingly, and being with each other, speaking to each other. And then you start thinking about these Babaji's, who are, most people may think, are just crazy old women and men running around there in their homes, little tiny sheds or whatever, not caring for material comfort or anything about this world, and just sometimes shouting at Krishna or offering things and crying and singing and dancing. And not behaving in the bona fide way, so to speak. So it's all there in our Vaishnava tradition also, that we can be different. But I think that it's important now. I mean, I'm speaking to this Gaudiya Vaishnava community now. To really accommodate those differences. Tolerance is a part of Vaishnava qualities. I remember, we were the preachers, traveling around, meeting people out there on the field, on the streets, in their homes, or staying in restaurants, Govinda, and giving lectures to people at night, Gita lectures, when the restaurant closed, and of course hardly anyone came, but we were there. And that's where I am still. And many with me, but maybe different in different ways. Because it's really about just giving this gift to others, as many as possible. Not to bring in as many as others as possible as servants of the temple president. So anyway, how did I get in on that? Well, what I was talking about was that you might get ideas then when you give that time to God that in the morning. It's not just some. We may think, this I would say really shows how much devotees we are. No, my dear God, I don't have time to be with you because I have to do my service to God. Putting up a bookshelf. So later, God. See, I would say that's the mode of passion I want to accomplish often with hidden selfish benefits included. In other words, not just complete unselfish service to God all the time. I mean, we are just the way we are. So what Prabhupada taught and teaches us is just that. And let's start where we are. I mean, here I am. Myself closest, as we say in Swedish, as we often are. But this is a school where we learn to go from just I to we, and this is part of it. And when we means me and Krishna and all the parts and parcels of Krishna, of God, the whole creation and existence, then we are back into normal again. It's not even anything exclusive or advanced about it, is just about waking up. But I keep getting off track. So here is the bookshelf, which has to go up, and this guy is just sitting here wasting his time with philosophical speculations about God and our relationship with God. But what I wanted to say there, and I started saying it before I got off track, was that you all of a sudden get an idea, and then you, oh, maybe I should speak to that person. So I just happened to me yesterday. Walk upstairs, ask something, and then all of a sudden, in a way that I couldn't really think of before, much of that job, that daunting work that I have here in front of me today and the next week, whatever, got much less, much smaller. Someone else took the burden off because I did something positive to someone else. And you find that the ways this game is going along is not just our plans and schemes and calculator, computer programmed strategies. There is also here, we are in the game and the plan of God. And we are affecting each other. And yeah, you want to do this? Well, take a walk. Well, I don't have time. And then you meet a person there. Wow. I understand you are the person I was supposed to meet today. And we all experience it, don't we? But sometimes because we're not allowed to accept living in a magical world, but that we're living in a big machine controlled by the physicalist scientists, then we kind of stuff that part of our life away into some mystical, magical corner that you don't talk about unless you're drunk or stoned or something. But, or a new ager. I don't know where they are anymore. Maybe they're doing all good and well, but I didn't have contact with them much, or people in that field of the cosmos. Sometimes it became the usual thing, business, and I'm your new icon, buy my books, go to all my events, buy the merch, and I'm going to teach you how you can get anything you desire. Became a bit like that, which I guess is a good business concept, actually. You can probably make a lot of money that way. But then there are some people, like we had Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who hardly anyone even knows, who just came as a humble servant of God and said, I didn't come here to make you join some, my cult or something, but just to make everyone happy. Help everyone revive our forgotten relationship with God. And that's what this humble soul and his friends are doing also, and I hope that we will soon see more of us here. Because, I mean, if I have something to share, then you have. I'm just an ordinary guy.